Have I danced with you yet?
Maybe later. Don't leave without letting me know. The name is Johnson. Ron Johnson.
You're in high gear tonight, baby.
I know. It's my cologne layering technique. I combine four different fragrances.
And came up with one stinky one.
Well, I don't see you cutting up much rug tonight.
Well, that's because unlike you, I don't feel the need to dance with everything that has a pulse.
This isn't the time to be finicky. These babes have been cooped up in the library for weeks.
They woozy from study.
Uh-huh, and your cologne could put them over the edge.
You think just like me.
Don't ever say that again.
What are you looking at?
Whitley, man. I don't know, the way she looks tonight, you could almost forget how mean she is.
Stay away from that sniper. She shot down every brother in the place.
And you see, that's your problem. You're content to stay in the minor leagues. Tonight, I am going to the show. Whitley, I don't know what you've done to yourself tonight, but let's...
Oh, zip it and let's dance.
Really?
Better you than some salamander.
I met this sophomore. He's a history major, and he's got buds.
What's his name?
Well, I meant to ask when things calmed down, but they never did. Midterms really bring out the animal in people. Even Whitley. She and Dwayne were going up.
Mine, Dwayne.
There'll be no sleep tonight.
Dancing with Whitley? I've lost him for sure.
I didn't know you had him.
Okay, maybe I did. I haven't had a lot of experience with dating and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, it's that whatnot that'll get you every time.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And what were you dreaming about last night?
I beg your pardon.
Something pretty noisy was going on in there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about...
I do not express myself like that in my sleep.
Uh-huh. I bet you were dreaming about bodies in motion.
You're a sick puppy.
You did. Oceans of motion.
Oh, you've been watching and looking at all that cable television.
You've been cut down. I've been having dreams like that since I was 12.
I'm not listening to this nonsense. It has nothing to do with 12. 12. What could you have possibly known at 12?
Everybody has hot dreams. I know every one of these girls in this dorm has.
How do you know that?
You don't hang out enough. You should. The things these girls come up with, they are wild.
Really?
And I bet what you dreamed wasn't half as rowdy as their stuff.
Well, you don't know that. As it happens, my dream was very vivid.
Way to go. Come on, tell me. Who was it?
Doesn't matter.
It was somebody good, wasn't it? Was he famous? Terence Trent D'Arby.
That braided mop.
I know. It was the guy at the party, the one you're making googly eyes at?
No.
Then who?
It's too silly.
I promise I won't laugh.
I probably shouldn't tell you this, but it was Dwayne.
Dwayne Wayne?
Twain.
I just want to know one thing. Did he leave his glasses on?
You are a sick puppy.
They can stand up.
Shouldn't you be in the cafeteria stuffing your face with biscuits or something?
I'm sorry. This could be serious. You know what Freud said? Dreams are a way of acting out one's hidden secret desires.
Well, thank you, Sigmunda.
Well, I'll come in quietly this afternoon in case you're taking a nap.
What does Sigmund Freud know about dreams? All right. Keep your paints on.
Whitley.
Dwayne.
She left us at the party.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry if I got a little fresh last night.
Last night?
At the party.
Oh, the party. Lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't think of a better way to work off midterm tension, could you?
Not my wildest dreams. Thank you.
Anytime. Hey, Fred.
Dwayne.
I missed you last night.
I had a favor to finish. I'll definitely be at the next party.
All right, looking forward to it.
So, where are you going now?
Going to class.
Great. Have a good time.
Lisa, I just talked to Dwayne. He was coming out of Whitley's room.
Oh, Freddie, write it down. I'll read it later.
I acted like a dweeb. But he said he missed me at the party last night. Do you know what that means? That means the absence of my presence is important to him.
Freddie, I am moving to a motel. And if you follow me, I'm transferring to another school.
You know, I suspect Dwayne's intimidated by me. I have brains, depth, a wholesome earthy quality, not to mention verbal capacity.
Twain was coming out of Whitley's room?
So what? That doesn't mean anything. And even if it did mean something, it would mean nothing. Because any relationship with her would be based completely on superficial things. Like looks and beauty. Oh, no. He saw me like this? I don't need Whitley to take him away. I'll scare him away myself.
Freddie, there's no chance that Dwayne wants Whitley. And even no chance that Dwayne wants Whitley. And even less chance that Whitley wants Dwayne.
Just have to come up with some other way to get Dwayne to notice me. Something original. Something with impact. Something chocolate!
Freddie, I am calling that motel right now.
Hi there. I just wanted to find out if you knew anything about these, and if you do, I want to say thank you.
I don't even know you. Why on earth would I give you anything?
Ken, who's that woman talking to Dwayne?
Leslie Wilkins.
Well, she certainly looks like a shoe that's been worn.
Are we just a little jealous?
Are we just a little crazy?
Well, maybe I'll get lucky and have a dream about Dwayne. He sure did a number on you.
where is that button?
Calm down. I can't do all that work over again.
Where'd it go?
It's probably just a glitch in the disc. Let me see.
Please make it come back.
There.
Oh, Dwayne, thank you. I didn't mean that.
She's better than them brownies. Hey, buddy, what's up? Rono, every time you think you know everything about women, they do something, they say something, they kiss you, and all of a sudden you don't know what you think you already knew. Brother, I hate to break it to you, but you're babbling. I'm in the computer lab.
Yeah.
I find this batch of brownies in this book of poetry. And Whitley comes in. She's staring at me all funny. I fix her computer. She kisses me, jumps up, and runs out like she's Florence Griffith Joyner or something.
Wait. Fast rewind.
Whitley kissed you?
Yes, sir.
With her own lips? No, with her feet. Of course with her own lips, man.
It's clear to me. The woman's hot for you.
Oh, man, your head is on too tight.
Let's examine the empirical data. Woman abandons man on the dance floor, perhaps getting a little hot under the angora. Same woman goes to the computer lab, runs into the angora heater. Then, wild with passion, woman plants her lips on the aforementioned brother. Why? Because you give her fever.
I never put all the pieces together. So she left me the brownies?
And the love poetry.
Congratulations. This is a monumental moment. I don't know, man. Whitley's turned down a lot of dudes with Class A raps.
That's why they fail. A woman like Whitley likes a guy who plays hard to get.
But I never liked her.
Well, you can't play much harder to get than that. Oh, brother, your princess awaits. Saddle up.
Yeah. Kim.
Hey.
Whitley around?
I haven't seen all afternoon. Is there a message?
No, I think it'd be more effective if I give it to her myself.
Fine.
You know, I've never spent much time in this room. Kind of frilly. But I could get used to it.
Excuse me.
So this is where it all begins, Beauty Central. So many fragrances for one tiny little neck. Tell me, which one is her favorite?
Dwayne?
Yep.
Why are you here?
Well, I guess you'll find out eventually. With your roommate, how can I put this delicately? It's hot for me.
I beg your pardon.
She gave me poetry, baked me brownies with nuts, macadamias, I believe.
Let me see this. Food for the body and soul from thine own admirer.
Oh, my girl can turn to phrase, can't she?
Dwayne, this is Freddie's handwriting.
Wait a minute. Why would Whitley have Freddie write? This is not from... This is all Freddy's idea? Wow, so much for Christmas in Richmond. You know, I just realized I am overdue in the library. Overdue, get it? Yeah, well, don't tell nobody. No message at all. Don't tell nobody else.
Lanny, your desire to master the piano at this late stage of life is laudable.
Yes. Oh, unfortunately, my skill is not equal to my desire.
Desire. What an interesting emotion. Drives us to create, to procreate, to think about procreation.
Would you like to sit down?
Thank you.
Letty?
Last night, my subconscious took me to a place I've never been before. Ever. Of course, I didn't visit this place alone. I was accompanied by a gentleman.
Oh.
You with me so far?
I think so.
We're drifting along in a canoe, enjoying our jumbo shrimp. When suddenly, the lake turned into a raging river. And we tossed and turned and tossed and turned.
I'm getting a picture.
The boat was rocking so hard that Dwayne's glasses... My boat was rocking so hard that Dwayne's glasses, my companion's glasses, blew off. We lost total control of the vessel. And I have never canoed before. But despite my inexperience, I found myself paddling with vigor and gusto over and over. Oh,
so, until last night, you had never canoed? Asleep or awake?
Well, I didn't say that. No, ma'am, I have not.
Whitley, being a virgin is nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
When I listen to the other girls, I feel like I'm a member of a very small and unpopular club. And sometimes I feel like I'm the only member.
I've listened to a lot of girls, too. Believe me, you're not alone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who? It's not important. Lady, are you familiar with the interpretation of dreams by Sigmund Freud?
Yes.
Well, I was thumbing through it this afternoon, and Dr. Freud makes a strong point in that dreams are a mirror of your hidden desires.
Oh, I hope not. A few nights ago, I had a very strange dream, something about playing checkers with Ted Koppel.
You fancy Mr. Koppel?
No. And in the dream, I keened him twice. Oh, Whitley. When you're ready to take that first canoe trip, you'll know. And it won't be a dream that tells you.
Thank you, Letty. Whitley, I need to talk to you.
Yes?
Just want you to know that I'm giving up my pursuit of Dwayne. He's all yours.
Why are you giving him to me? Someone say something to you.
I saw him leave your room.
Oh, that.
I just hope that you'll treat him as well as I would have.
Freddie, there is absolutely no chance that there's anything between me and Dwayne Wayne. At least not anymore.
Really?
Really? I mean, I could understand why you would be attracted to him. Any woman would, but the fact of the matter is, I had my chance, and in a phrase, I blew it. I'm so sorry. I'll get over it. May take a while.
You've been so strong.
Not really. I'm dying inside. At least I have my studies to distract me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I feel the need to be by myself.
Whitley.
Hello, Dwayne. Goodbye, Dwayne.
Hey, Freddie.
Dwayne.
Mind if I join you?
If you wish.
You know, somebody baked me some really great brownies.
Did they?
Yeah. You want one?
Don't mind if I do.
I love the nuts, macadamias.
Brazils. They look like Brazils.
Why don't I get us something to wash them down?
That would be lovely.